This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and our guest now is Tammy Lynn Stoner. She was born in Midland, Texas. Her work has been selected for more than a dozen anthologies and literary journals. She was nominated for a Million Writers Award and earned her MFA from Antioch University, and her latest work is Sugarland. Jillian Lauren, another fine writer, says, with Sugarland, Stoner creates a captivating story for the ages, a young Southern girl in the 1920s who becomes a ballsy broad and a double-wide, and on the journey learns about love the hard way. The heartbreaking and hysterical book inspires us with a brave and unusual life. Sugarland is for anyone who still believes in love. And the main character, Tammy Lynn Stoner, is certainly a captivating person. You talk about a larger-than-life individual. You've done this with your person who dominates the book.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What about Nana Dara is so captivating?
Well, to me, it's a journey of a girl who starts her life as a prison cook and then ends up ends up with a chosen family of misfits down in a small town in Texas. And along the way, you know, she befriends Lead Belly, the folk singer in prison, and kind of leads this colorful life along the movement of the gay rights movement and the civil rights movement and through, you know, the Depression and Pearl Harbor. She sort of, you know, she is kind of a tale through the ages, so.
Well, you mentioned Lead Belly. He is a major fixture in your novel, and of course, those of us in Louisiana are probably familiar, most of us, with Lead Belly. He was born in late 19th century and had quite a career from Mooringsport, Louisiana. How does Lead Belly affect Nana?
Well, Lead Belly is the historical part of the fiction. The narrative that I developed was around his life in the beginning part. He was in prison, and that's how he met Nana Dara. And this is the real tale. And he was there for a 35-year term. And about 7 years in, he sung for a pardon from the governor of Texas, which was fairly unheard of during this reign. For Pat Neff was the governor's name, and he had run on a platform of not pardoning people. And so, but he went to the prison, heard Lead Belly sing, and granted Lead Belly a pardon on his last day in prison. And so, this real life experience, inspired the fictional character in my book to leave the prison that she was working in and essentially living in and go out and live her own life.
Now, Nana Dara's life could serve as a story of the evolution of America's cultural and political beliefs. She is a lesbian in a time in which it was not accepted, and in some places, as we know today, still not. And it wasn't until 2003, as you note, in the case Lawrence versus Texas, that the Texas Supreme Court struck down all laws making sex between consenting gay adults illegal. These were interesting times in 1923.
You know, what I found during my research was that it was actually a little bit more socially progressive with the allowing of women to work and in things than you might think in rural Texas. I mean, partly out of need, you know, they needed the workforce to be populated. But when it came to gay rights back in that time period in that setting, they didn't even really use the words. Like there was no word to describe, you know, her attraction to her best friend was not even really discussed. Like it was beyond, you know, kind of a comprehension for her that it would even be a thing. So she created this love out of something that was not spoken about at all and was dangerous, very dangerous at the time. And that was why she decided to go work in the prison, essentially to escape this reality that she was living, and she hoped that it would, you know, sort of pass by. And so, you know, she did end up marrying a man, and she, you know, became the stepmother to his children. And in the end of the book, she finds her way back to, she fell in love with a woman when she was in her 60s and towards the end, and had this sort of really, you know, feisty kind of romance again in her later years. But it was definitely not just uncomfortable, it was dangerous at that point in time. Straight up through, I mean, even now, you know, in certain places, but
certainly,
definitely straight up through the good majority of her life.
At one point, Nana Dara sits in the sheriff's station, and she hears talk about It's assaulting women. This is something that has relevance today.
It does have relevance today, and I had worked at The Advocate, which is, you know, which is a gay magazine, and it started politically, I think, during the late 1960s. And when I was working there, we would get letters from people regularly that were still being assaulted and unable to report it because the issue was around, especially back then, this was a common practice where gay bars would be raided or, you know, money would be, you know, you'd be shaken down for money or you'd be threatened that they would expose you at your job. Or if you were a teacher, obviously, even today, you could lose your position. But there were absolute 100% assaults against women on a fairly regular basis because the idea was that they would never, ever report it. You know, you would never report that something had happened to you when you were at a gay bar because it would ruin your life.
The book is Sugarland from our guest Tammy Lynn Stoner. In the opening pages, the main character gives her first impression of Imperial State Prison Farm. She says its white walls are like the walls of heaven. What did she mean by this?
Well, I think she goes on to say, because heaven is an institution for, you know, because prison is an institution for murderers and thieves, and we're all murderers and thieves in our own way. So I think she was sort of relating. The book is really about how far back we can push our own prison walls, you know, that everything is essentially a prison, whether it's the confines of society and how you're expected to behave, or whether it's your family life. And the further back you push it, the more freedom that you have. It doesn't mean that the walls don't exist anymore. It just means that you no longer can see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what she was saying was, you know, this prison is very much like a place that essentially people go to die and or to be removed from life, and it houses all kinds of characters, but then, you know, we're all these people. We're all prisoners in our own way, and we're all guilty of certain things in our own way. So she sort of saw that as a place separate from life.
Tammy Lynn, do you consider your book to be a piece of literary fiction or a historical fiction?
well, that was what gave my agent such pain in trying to sell the book, was being unable to categorize it. I absolutely categorize it as a literary book that has a historical figure, because the book itself is all, the narrative is constructed. It's just that there happens to be a historical character that a lot of it's constructed around in the beginning. But it is definitely literary with a little historical thrown into the mix.
Well, I'm impressed that you knew so much about Leadbelly. What attracted you to him?
Well, I had actually read that story about him singing for his release, and it really blew my mind because it wasn't how I understood the time to be. I would never have expected for the governor of Texas back in 1923-24 to pardon a black prisoner who had been in jail for multiple terms. And what was even funnier was, he was pardoned under the name Walter Boyd, which is a fake name that he had given himself after he escaped from a chain gang earlier. So, you know, he really had been involved, and he wasn't even pardoned under his own true name. You know, he had been involved in this kind of seedy life. But, you know, part of it was also the unfairness of how black people were treated at the time. But when I read about that story, it fascinated me that somebody could have the strength in themselves to get up and sing a song for release from the governor, and then to be granted it was just mind-boggling. So then when I started doing a lot more research into Leadbelly and the time frame, it was just something that was so compelling that I wanted to use it as the skeleton for the narrative of my story.
Do you relate to Dara?
I do relate to her really strongly. I had definitely not been, you know, the idea that I was gay was not very welcomed in my family. As a matter of fact, my parents and I don't speak at all. So for me, it was definitely this metaphor of prison and coming out of prison and you know, being brave in that way and making the choices that you have to make for to be happy and to, you know, to have a family and to do these things was something I could really relate to. Yeah.
The book is Sugarland from Tammy Lynn Stoner. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
You too, Tammy Lynn.